Welcome back to the Homeschool Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Bex Buzzy. Today's guest is dietitian Erin Madden. She is the founder and CEO of Happy Kids Nutrition Academy. At Happy Kids Nutrition Academy, they believe that good food starts with good education. That's why they offer online nutrition and food science courses to teens and preteens. Their programs are designed to give kids the skills and knowledge they need to make healthy choices about food. They offer a variety of courses, each with its own unique set of lessons and activities. Their instructors are top-notch professionals in the field of nutrition and food science. In their programs, kids will learn how to cook delicious and nutritious meals and have a solid understanding of how food affects our health, how to read food labels, and so much more. In this episode, we talk about how Happy Kids Nutrition Academy helps kids with learning challenges. They offer a variety of resources and tools to help kids understand nutrition and healthy eating habits, how healthy eating habits begins at a young age, and how as parents we should prioritize nutrition education for our children to foster a lifetime of healthy eating, which will help with improving a child's self-esteem and body image positivity. Lastly, how Erin created nutrition curriculums that could be tailored to any age group or setting, and that would provide the tools necessary to make healthy eating a reality. So go grab your coffee, go grab a tea and a pen and paper, because you're not going to want to miss what Erin has to say. Let's get into the podcast. Say hello to our guests and tell us, what is a fun fact about your industry that will really surprise our listeners?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me on. A super fun fact that is actually very surprising is that we're the only nutrition academy that offers online nutrition courses all over the world.
That's awesome. And did you say that online courses aren't much different than if they were in person?
That is correct. So we love to do a lot of hands-on activities with the kids. We do a lot of lecture-based classes as well. And they seem to really work with the kids, especially the older kids. So basically, we're taking everything that we learned in university that's a little bit more comprehensive, and we're condensing a lot of the lessons into something that like a child would be able to understand. So we offer a lot of worksheets that they can kind of be able to do hands-on that they learn through the class, that they can just kind of show their parents or guardians that they're learning in classes. And it's great because our classes work really well. We offer 4, 8, and 12 week long classes, and we love it. We're very shocked that so many kids are enrolling in our classes, and we're just super excited to be able to continue offering these classes even like post-COVID, where a lot of families are going back to in-person classes. We were still able to maintain that student base even after the pandemic.
That's awesome. So what is the focus of your work? What do these classes entail?
Our classes are really good to help educate students all about nutrition. So we get right into the science of what healthy eating kind of looks like. We don't just give them meal plans. We tell them like, what are the carbohydrates? What are fats? What are protein? How it gets broken down in the body? How does food spoil? How can you be able to create your own snacks? And we really give them the tools that they need in order for them to make decisions on their own instead of arguing with their parent or guardian about, you know, trying to incorporate more fruits and vegetables. Because a lot of kids I find are very resistant when their parent or guardian is telling them, well, you need to eat your green vegetables because it has fiber and it has all this stuff. And when the kids come to us, class, we make it a little bit more fun and we give them the information that, hey, green vegetables are good because it's loaded with calcium, you get fiber, you get vitamin A in it. And it's the same thing with all the other vitamins and minerals. So yeah, it's really exciting that kids really grasp on a lot of the concepts, and it's great that we get so many positive testimonials afterwards to say that, hey, my picky eater did not want to try like a salad and already he's going with foods that he never ate before in his life.
That's huge. That's yes. Huge. You know, I find I work with teenagers too. Like those are the kids that I teach. And I find that when you can bring a tough subject to them that they are pretty resistant to, but you give them the why, they, I think that's what they're looking for. They're just looking for why. Yeah. Why do I have to know this? What is it going to do for me? And I think that is a very positive thing, honestly. I don't think it's a bad thing that kids ask why. And I don't think we should shut them down every time they're like, well, why? Even if it comes off as rude, you know, sometimes kids are just a little angry. And I have kids who are just, you know, well, why do I have to learn? I'm like, you know, I get it. You know, you're a little perturbed. You might have had a bad experience in the past, and I get it. But let me explain to you why. And when I'm able to explain the why, I get some resistant kids. I get their buy-in. I really do. And I teach physics. So I don't know how many kids. I mean, yeah, a lot of my students are like, I am having so much fun learning physics. Oh my gosh. You know, I have kids who are, I'm like, they're telling me like, this was so much fun. Oh my gosh, this really helped. Oh my gosh. I want to keep, you know, and I'm thinking, what kid, teenager, 15, 16 year old is like, yeah, physics is fun. You know what I mean? Like not many. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of kids who are just really excited about it, but you know why I think I tell them the why. I don't just bring random facts at them. I'm like, you know, physics is going to, you know, and I show them how it helps them in their life. And that's what they're looking for. As teenagers, mm-hmm. they're looking for that next step in their adulthood. How is this going to benefit my life? How am I going to become better? How am I going to become an adult? How am I going to, you know, create that future that I am seeing in my mind, you know? And when we can give them a why, I really feel like that, like, drops their guard and helps them just become more comfortable, especially when it comes down to food, right? Like, hey, you have a lot of things you want to do. Did you know that eating is not just for fun? It's actually something that's going to fuel you for the rest of the day. Like, you're going to excel in the things that you want, you know? And I, like I said, I've been learning so much about nutrition lately, like the foods that fight against electromagnetic spectrum and radiation, foods that, you know, prevent different types of parasites, because 20% of the United States are infected with parasites. And I'm like, whoa, you know, from different foods they eat and, like, you know, funguses and infections mm-hmm. that you can't see. And that's why you know, people have like headaches and they're tired and their immune system is down and all these different things. And I have just been like, wow, this is awesome. So I've been like the last 3 days feeling a lot better because I'm doing the right thing for my body. So yeah, great job, Erin, because yes. This is so important, especially catching them young.
Absolutely. And I also find that it's very important for kids to understand that it's okay. You don't have to be in a rich family where you can eat all organic foods. So we do put a huge focus on like what processed food really is, and that it's okay to buy packaged foods if your family is unable to cook during the week. You can just look for other options that are still packaged. And we tell them, you know, what sodium means and what cholesterol means and what fat is. And there's quite a bit of foods out there that can still be healthy and convenient and still give them the nutrition that they need. So I think it's also very important that everyone that we see, they all come from a different home life where they might be struggling financially to afford all this fresh produce on the table and lean meat. So we give them so many options that, and let them know that it's perfectly fine to be able to still eat. Like, I think it's important to still eat for nourishment, but you also want to eat for enjoyment too. So there's just a lot around nutrition. And I think we need to get out of that stigma that like organic is everything. We need to accommodate like different families, like dietary needs, as well as like their financial situation as well.
Yeah, I actually, so sometimes when the organic isn't available, I will buy the conventional, but what I do is I soak it. Like if it's a vegetable or something like that, I will soak it in either apple cider vinegar, or they have some types of, like they have some types of real simple things like vinegar and water for a certain amount of time to get out a lot of the toxins, or just even regular old water. But not tap water, you know, like filtered water or something like that. And you can get you could actually get really good, healthy water for like $2, 5 gallons. It just takes a little bit of work. Yes. You don't like a lot of times we're not able to get the organic for some reason. The organic is usually more seasonal sometimes. So you're not going to get those veggies or the fruits or berries all the time. So you do have to go to conventional, and just learning the tips and tricks on how to do that is fine. And Trader Joe's honestly is great at being able to, you know, get really good food. And even now grocery outlet, like the more are having organic, like lots of organic food everywhere for dollars on, like, you know, pennies in the dollar. Like, honestly, like sometimes I'm like, wow, it costs $10 over there, but it's like $3 over here. Like, I'm going to go over here for the same exact thing. It's organic. So I'm going to go over there. So there are so many tips and tricks that you can do and places that you can go to buy your food. And the thing is really just try staying away from, you know, the chips, the refined sugars. That really, if you can, I started realizing like it might be really hard to stop doing things, but it's easy to add one nutritional thing in your diet where, you know, the good can start pushing out the bad. Like, you know, I really don't want that anymore. I rather have this. So there are just so many, and you probably have so many other tips and tricks in your wheelhouse. So what inspired you to start all this, Erin?
Well, it started right before COVID. So I was in a situation where I just really wasn't happy with what I was doing. I was doing meal plans for clients, particularly in weight loss. And I was doing that for so many years. And so meal planning to me is very monotonous. And I was kind of looking for something that was going to be outside the box. And I read something online that this online marketplace was looking for teachers. And you can create your own courses. And I'm like, you know, this could be something really fun. So I basically applied for it. The marketplace is called Oat School. And I created my first course. And like within 2 weeks of me listing that course, I got like 2 enrollments in it. And I'm like, this is amazing. Like there's kids that actually want to learn about nutrition.
Yeah.
So that was like my first, it was an 8-week course at 2 days per week. So this was like a brand new challenge because I'm like, okay, I'm used to teaching adults. I need to like get comfortable teaching younger kids. And the 2 girls that I had at the time, they were amazing. They were just soaking it all in. We were having a great time. And after when that course ended, it just made me realize that maybe this is like my calling, because I actually had so much fun creating these courses. It was something different. And the kids that I had seemed to really enjoy it. So one course turned into like another course. And then like fast forward to 3 years, I'm still doing it. I actually had to grow my business and bring on teachers. So over COVID was when I really took off. So I guess that's one good thing about being online and having a pandemic where everything was closed, is that I was just working on the business.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. So even when the pandemic kind of settled finally after 2 years, like I still continue to grow and maintain like that dedicated student base. I was getting so many parents messaging me saying that their kid really enjoyed the classes and that they want to be able to take something else that we offer. So looking at our current courses and kind of finding other creating other classes that can kind of complement another class that they already took. So from one course, it now turned into 30 classes or 30 wow. courses is what we currently offer. And we're still continuing to grow. So we offer like nutrition courses from just like the nutrition basics to sports nutrition, to just meal planning and learning about the food label. And now we're looking more into expanding our sports nutrition courses to offering anatomy courses for athletes. So we're just really taking the information that we learned through dietetics, because we're all dietitians, and we are just condensing that into like a format that kids will be able to understand. Like we teach preteens, so 8 to 12 year olds, where we offer a lot more discussions in those classes, and there's more hands-on activities with those versus the teen class. They seem to really enjoy just more of the strict lecture-based classes. Yeah. So we tend to limit our discussion because sometimes it can be a struggle to get like a group of kids to answer questions, and the older kids, and I think they're all happy. Like there's been times when it's like, I don't know if they're enjoying this class because they can't seem to get any like discussions out of it. But like after class, the parents come to meet us and say that, you know, he, like my son or daughter, really enjoyed the class and he is excited to take more from you. So I'm like, okay, well, it's just that just teens just prefer more the lesson base.
They do. It's really true. Like I teach ninth graders and 11th graders, and my ninth graders are way more verbal than my 11th graders. My 11th graders, I'm like, hello, is anybody there? You know? And so it's really just the age. And sometimes I think because, you know, teenagers, they want to look cool in front of people. They don't want to look stupid. They don't want to look like they don't know the answer. Yes. So they're so guarded. And I'm always like, guys.
Absolutely. Versus the little ones have no filters. They will just say just what's like, on their mind.
Literally. And I have one girl in my class. I'm always like, oh God, I wish she wouldn't talk as much. But it's like,
And it's so funny because when I first started teaching the courses, I was only doing teen classes because I didn't think like the little ones wouldn't be interested in it. And then after like a year, I decided to just kind of like look into offering like the preteen classes. And like the preteen classes actually became busier than the older kid classes. So I'm like, that's exciting. And then I always find that it's an experimentation, even now that we offer so many classes. I'm always looking at new classes, and like sometimes the classes that we try to produce, they just don't book at all. Like after like maybe 6 months, I'll look at the sales and I'll look at the enrollments, and I'm like, you know, it's just no point in offering this class. So it's an experimentation. Like not all classes are going to do well. And we've even tried to open up classes for like even like the preschoolers and like the primary kids, and we got nothing from those. So I figured, and like of course we would offer more hands-on activities with them and like very more discussion based, because it would be hard for them to pay attention in a lesson structure. But they just didn't take off as well. So it's something that we just have to kind of scrap and just look at something else to try to make it exciting. And we've also even looked into doing cooking classes, and so I actually was surprised that they didn't take off. And I think it's because there's just so many online cooking classes. And the fact that we were trying to incorporate like nutrition as well as cooking, maybe it was just not like something that people were just looking for. Cause it's, I always find that there should be a little bit of like a lesson involved in like why making green muffins that contain spinach in it is going to be a little bit healthier than just having like muffins with just flour and like all these other refined ingredients and butter and stuff like that. So like we tried to make them a little bit healthier, but they were just not, I guess they, kids just didn't seem it was a good fit for them.
Probably those, it seems like those classes would be probably better for parents to be able to do that. So how can the listeners find you? Where can they connect with you and purchase your resources and your classes?
Yeah, so we are online at www.happykidsnutritionacademy.com. We're also active on social media. We have a Facebook page. You can follow us on LinkedIn as well as Instagram. So we send out lots of good nutrition tips, like recipes. With spring coming up, we're offering some gardening tips. And that's something I'm really looking forward to, being in a new house that gardening is something that I'm learning how to pick up. So I always find that that's always fun to learn. And we also do polls and surveys. So yeah, we try to offer some pretty good content there.
Are you offering any free classes or anything like that?
Right at this moment, we don't have any free classes, but if you do send me a message, we will send out a discount, usually about $20 off a class, which actually is a free class. So yeah, just come see me and we'll see what we can do for you.
Okay, cool. What would be the code? Is there a code or anything?
Yes, it's a long code, so
I'll put it in the show notes. And you said it's a limit one coupon per learner, one time use, and it
yes.
expires June 30th.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Very cool. So I will put that in there. Thank you so much, Erin, for coming on today. What is one takeaway that you want our listeners to take from our conversation?
That your child is never too old to learn nutrition. Nutrition is a good skill, and especially when they grow up and become young adults, they're going to learn how to cook on their own. And that's actually something that I wish that I learned as a child, was more nutrition. Because when I moved out in my 20s, I did not know how to cook at all. And my husband would testify that I used to burn everything that I tried to make.
That's hysterical. Yeah, I didn't know how to cook either. I had to figure it all out. But thanks so much, Erin, for coming out. Guys, if you want to connect up with Erin, go to happykidsnutritionacademy.com and type in that code kids N3VIUB20 and get your looks like one free basics class for macronutrition or macronutrients with that coupon code. It'll be a lot of fun. And then you can check out the rest of it on OutSchool. Thanks again, Erin.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.